Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Happy Monday to you. I'm back from vacation 1 week and then Chicago the next week, and it's weird to come back in the studio after a two-week hiatus. Joining us by phone now, we have Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So first thing I wanted to ask you about, nobody wants to jinx anything, but things have been less eventful for like a month now, right?
Yeah, but I think we're jinxing it right now by even discussing it.
If I had that kind of power, I certainly don't think either of us do. But we'll take it. Hey, calm is good, right?
It is. It's very good.
You guys have a program now, the Drive Sober campaign, right?
We do. We're rolling that out. It's usually around holidays too. I mean, Labor Day's coming up and a lot of people are going to go to barbecues and have a good time, which we want them to do. Just don't go overboard with it and drink too much and then try to get behind the wheel of the car, because that's not good.
And if you're buzzed, you're drunk, right?
Correct. And you can always call. That's the great thing about living in our day and time now. You can call an Uber. There's hundreds of them out there, and they'll come get you and just take you home. So
all kinds of ways to travel that don't involve you getting behind the wheel. You guys also did something with the Star Foundation, which is your charitable organization that you started last year, this year?
It was earlier this year.
Earlier
we actually
this year.
Got our 501c3 designation, which allows us to claim. But yeah, we're helping deputies with it already. And for everybody who came out to the rodeo in East Milton, you're supporting the Star Foundation by doing that. And that's how we can give checks out to these individuals who really, really need it. And they're, they go through some rough stuff sometimes. And it's good to be able to help them.
Feel free if you don't want to say it, but, can you talk about what you're doing to help these deputies? Like, what is the need or what is the gift?
Yeah, monetary. Both of the deputies involved have their significant others are going through some issues where they have to travel for treatment and things of that nature. So it goes a little, a long ways to help them pay the bills.
Defray the costs. Okay, that makes perfect sense. Had a couple of things. One story that I know you'll want to say something about is this horrible murder that took place in 2013 Christmas, Brandon Adelot, murdering his mother. And then, of course, he was, judged unfit to go through the normal trial process, and then he was confined to a facility. And then about a week and a half ago, we find out that he's going to be allowed into, and it had been just a step down with not, I guess, constant supervision, but now it's going to be a step down facility where he is going to be not free to go around and 24-hour supervision, but still not in prison, which some people very much disagree with. I was curious you weren't sheriff, because Wendell Hall was sheriff, I think, at the time, but you were probably a ranked officer at the time?
Yeah, I think I was a captain at the time. And, back in the day, I was Sharon Adelot, the victim. I was her SRO at Holly Navarre Middle School. She was a teacher there. And so I was well acquainted with her. And I'll tell you what, this kid never needs to breathe free air again. But unfortunately, I don't get to make those rules. I don't get to make that judgment call. But what he did to his mother was just, I'm in year 42 and I've never seen anything like it. I don't know how people could do something like that to a stranger, much less to the woman that gave birth to him.
I think a lot of times, and this is my fault as much as anybody's fault, that in news we tend to focus on the perpetrators rather than on the victims. And since you knew her, would you mind just talking about her a little bit and reminding people of who she was? Because I think that's one of the best things we can do after a horrible incident like this is just remember who was lost, right?
Yeah, and she was she had been a teacher pretty much her whole adult life. She was just a one of the teachers that the kids could go to and actually talk through problems with. She wasn't just there to educate them with books and stuff, but she would be there for them no matter what they were going through. Just very pleasant woman to be around. Always had a smile on her face. She was just a great lady, great teacher, and, you know, a great mother. Just unfortunately, her son went off the deep end, and it, like I said, it was horrific.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. I do, because, you know, I obviously did not know her at all, and, you know, I didn't know that you were her SRO until, you know, you just said it on the air. So I appreciate you sharing that. The there's one other thing that I wanted to get your view on, and it was this killing of Airman Fortson over in Okaloosa County. We'll talk about that in just a second. We're talking to Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10 has got a little delay on I-10 eastbound, but it's from Pine Forest down to Highway 29, about a five-minute delay there. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sheriff Bob Johnson. So, Sheriff, you and I have talked about this a couple of times already, and if I remember, your kind of initial read on this was it's a violation of policy. It's probably going to catch a charge for something because you can't shoot somebody in their own home who's not pointing a gun at you. It's a horrible situation, but everything else aside, that's the basics of it, right?
Yeah, and it's a horrible situation for everybody involved. I mean, you know, the airman that answers the door and, you know, doesn't point the gun at the officer. I mean, the body cam's pretty, you know, cut and dry, and gets killed at his doorstep. So the officer obviously, you know, in my opinion, by watching the film, and it's really hard to be a Monday morning quarterback, especially for all these people out there on, you know, the computers talking about they would have done this, they would have done that. Well, if you've never been put in that position, you don't know what you're going to do or what you're not going to do. I've been in that position before. I've had to disarm people, and I can tell you it's a split second decision that you have to make, and we try to get it right every time. But unfortunately, for a lot of law enforcement officers throughout the years, sometimes they get it wrong. And when they get it wrong, you have to deal with the consequences. And one of the consequences is possibly going to prison.
I've got to believe, having never been in this situation myself, I've got to believe that when many officers go through a circumstance where it could have gone wrong, you know, or they could have done wrong, that there's got to be a bit of gratitude for the training, but just gratitude for the grace of God that you didn't make that one wrong thing in that moment and jeopardize your family's future, your future. I mean, look, it's awful what happened to the airman, of course, obviously. Yeah. But I got to believe that you feel like almost lucky to have escaped situations and didn't do the wrong thing sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I can't even count over 42 years that the things I've been involved in that I was lucky to walk away from. And I can tell you a lot of people, especially these people, like I said, on Facebook and stuff, saying he needs the death penalty and blah, blah, blah. Cops don't wake up in the morning saying, gosh, I hope I get to kill somebody on this shift. It doesn't work that way. Most cops never have to kill anybody as long as they could do a 30-year career and never have to shoot their gun other than on the range. And most of them prefer that. You just get put in predicaments where, you know, you're at the, well, depends on the predicament, but you're at the wrong place at the wrong time. And, you know, you can get caught up in some stuff. And unfortunately with this guy, I don't know the deputy's background. I don't know how long he was a deputy. I don't know what kind of training he had or whatever. But unfortunately stuff like this happens on occasion, but it's rare because of our training. We train a lot. We shoot a lot. We have a simulator at our agency, and we have you get in front of it and it actually interacts with the officer. You tell somebody put their gun down, they'll do it one time, another time they'll point it at you. And you have to react split second wise, and we critique them after that, and hopefully that kind of training keeps us from getting in a bind.
Have you I know your agency, like, you know, all good law enforcement agencies use you know, mistakes or even good decisions as trainings, right? You know, make sure to train to it. Have you guys started, have you been using this incident as a training opportunity?
Not yet. Usually we let the legal system take, you know, take its course. Once everything's said and done, then we'll probably incorporate something like this into our training as well.
Yeah, which makes sense. I understand that. Sheriff Bob Johnson, he's the Santa Rosa County Sheriff, joins us every Monday to talk at this time. Sheriff, as always, I appreciate the time, and I appreciate what you do to keep us safe and to keep us informed about law enforcement matters. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Andrew. Take care.